Planet X, Nibiru, planet number 9, the debris field that's coming toward us. You told us to keep an eye on May 12th. That's a telling date. Mega quake conference coming up May 1st and 2nd. Mike, what is this about now? What do we need to, I mean, of all the things we're talking about tonight, we still got asteroids and meteorites and waves of energy and magnetospheres off the charts and radiation. Help us know what's going to happen.
You know, Pastor Paul, when it comes to space right now, because of clusters, inbound clusters, it's really a fight. I'll explain that too. I've noticed that every time we talk, and I meant to point these articles out to you, but every time we talk, there is a, some of your major agencies are trying their best to have these certain people in their offices, I guess. They're starting to come up with these wild suggestions, and then they tend to fade away. In other words, they're trying to fight an argument that they can't fight. For example, in space, space right now is an enigma to most people. It's puzzling, and you know, anybody can say anything. But we live in the days where demonstration will be seen. We live in the days where people will actually see things change in the heavens. Right? I look at the fact when I'm going to give you a hint of something that they try. Most of you heard about that. Most people heard about that mini, that little tiny moon. Right?
Yeah.
Right? But that was a mockery. And I'll tell you why. Because you remember I discussed with you how I said if people saw another moon in the sky, you think that'll get their attention.
That was almost like a
mockery. A little bitty tiny moon. Well, see, the problem is they have the optics to see, to calculate, to see exactly the formation that's about to take place. And they know what people are about to behold. They do not want to accept the fact that things are going to change outside of their control, much like this virus. And if everybody would watch the reaction of people concerning this virus and the sheer, they're just lost in the sauce, for lack of better terms. They don't know what to do. This is, nations are truly being distressed. It's one thing if they were in control of it, doing it themselves. It's another when they are in distress, right? Because even the Bible says they'll be in distress, which means they have no solution to what's happening. Now, when people look up into space, and it's a major change in the heavens, an undeniable change, followed by danger, but that'll be added to the danger we're having on the surface. Because earlier this year, I did hint around that, you know, we're going to deal with several things this year, and in the heavens, that'll be on top of what we're already dealing with. And when we get to that point, people are going to be somewhat wore down, you know. And when they start seeing this stuff in the heavens, that's just going to add to more of a difficulty level for people.
Well, Mike,
lives.
Can you give us a clue what it is we might see? I mean, are we going to see comets, asteroids, or strange sights?
One of the major things we're going to start seeing are a massive color change in the atmosphere, and I do mean a color change. There will be several factors involved in this color change, but we will see it. We're also going to notice that it's going to be a first. You're going to hear this term over and over again. This is the first time we have observed the sun do so and so. This is the first time we have ever observed this or that in the heavens. You're going to start hearing that term a lot. And when this radiation hits up to a point where the sun can no longer maintain its natural state of being, it's going to begin to chemically change. Our sun is going to chemically change, and there's nothing anybody can do about it because the radiation has increased 18% yet again just last month. To this very day,
what?
It increased 18%.
Wait, are you serious? I mean, are you saying on the sun it has, or on the earth?
The radiation that's coming into our solar system,
yeah,
right, has increased 18% as of last, that began last month, 18%. It increased 18% since 2000 and what was it, 15?
Yeah.
And it increased this in less than what, 3-4 weeks?
What? Now, whoa! Okay, so, Mike, is this breaking news? Because you have to understand, I mean, that's not being reported out there. I mean,
they're not going to report that. They'll catch up to it when people start. Here's the way they work with this. If a person cannot, if they can't calculate it, if they can't solve it, right? Because people are bound to their instruments. So they can tweak any of the readings on any of the instruments anytime they get ready. And we live in the days where they have live editing, which means you can send a message, and before that message gets to the intended phone or target, they can change that right before it gets there. So we live in that age. So long as they have control of the optics, they can say whatever they want to say. But we have something called amateur astronomers, right? They will be able to see. Then they will discern, and they're going to catch up, because now they're going to have physical changes in the atmosphere, physical changes in the sun, physical changes in the moon, and physical changes in our orbit around the sun. Our days and nights are about to be mixed up. Everybody can forget about this 24-hour cycle thing. We're going to have, it's going to be as though the Earth has backfired or something, right? Like it didn't want to finish its rotation or something of that nature. We're going to have massive disruptions, and everybody's going to see it. Now, I can tell you right now, when the days and the nights are off, they're going to come up with something to make it normal for everybody. And most of the people who have this mindset in the world, they're going to ignore the fact that the Earth just skipped an entire day or something of that nature. We're living in those days where these things are absolutely going to happen. And with all this stuff in space and these interruptions and these gravitational anomalies that are taking place, causing planets to not rotate, that's a lot. Do you know how much it takes to stop a planet from rotating and then to restart that planet in its rotation? That is a that's a disaster, number one.
Well, that's a pole shift. I mean, that's going to be a pole shift of biblical proportion. I mean, Mike, you're talking to the end of time. You talk about the heavens. You talk about the heavens are shaking. The Earth is spinning. Brock, play it. Guys, get your tickets for this conference. Yeah, make it quick. Do it now. Just do it now. People need to sign up. It's we're running out of time. I mean, are you serious? Are you serious? So, Mike, I mean, okay. What in the world can cause that? What can cause? Is that Nibiru? Is that Planet X? Is that a gravitational pull on the entire solar system? What is that? Mike!
Back door, which puts us into proximity to have those same effects sometime this year. Similar or the same effects. So whatever's happening to them will most certainly happen to us in the months to come, because they're being affected by massive forces are interrupting things all over the place.
Okay, Mike, whatever, for about a minute there, you were just totally like a robot, okay? Your voice went into this, totally was encrypted, and now it's back. So I don't know what I said, but they're probably listening. Maybe we're getting in too touchy a spot right now.
Am I good now?
Yeah, you're good now, but for about, okay. Yeah. So something, whatever it was you were explaining, why, what could cause the planets to stop spinning, whatever that was, that got hacked and you went into you sound like an encrypted robot.
No. Well,
you'll hear it. You'll hear it if you listen back to the program when we post it. I don't know what I would say that was. I've never heard that before. That was new.
Well, Pastor Paul, we really have some massive forces inbound. They're coming to us, and there's nothing we can do about it but observe. And we've hit that time in history where it seems like all these things are coming at one time. It seems like everything is coming at one time. And they have observed solar systems being out there in space. You know, even some of these bodies with some of these stars with a few planets or certain systems that have some type of orbital structure, they have seen them absolutely disrupted by some of the forces that are inbound. We're going to deal with those forces within months. These waves are getting more sporadic and strong. There are other pulses that were not detected this year, but have now just been detected, and they are also inbound. We're going to catch parts of the some of the energy and some of the anomalies from that also. So these things are really conflagrating into a one of those just major problems that will likely send everything into a type of distress mode. That's why I said this containment factor may not end. It just may not end. If we start having chaotic happenings during this containment cycle that we're in because of this, because of COVID-19 or coronavirus, if that happens during this time, then we're going to face a way of living that we're just simply not used to. It's not going to kill everybody. It's just going to stress everybody because it's radically different from what we're used to.
Mike, here's a question, and I don't want to hold you too long, but President Trump, now some people would say some of this is being manufactured or manipulated, or as Rahm Emanuel would say, never let a good crisis go to waste. Is the president being overwhelmed at this point, inundated with absolute, like Job, like bad news after bad news after bad news? Is some of this to try to remove him? Will he get cooperation, like cutting payroll taxes for everybody in America like he's trying to do? Or do you think that there will still be resistance in the Congress and not want to really help him as they try to just break him all the way down? What do you think?